We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real? S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Oh, Damon, it's time to go back to Martha's Vineyard, huh?
Yes, sir.
Martha's Vineyard Comedy Fest.com to catch up with Damon August 8th through the 18th. Damon and Friends Comedy Show at the Family Reunion Labor Day weekend. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man whose criminal activity was on a roll. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as neck dirt.
Oh my God. He's right. Neck dirt.
It's neck dirt, man. Any time of day, if you take a white towel, it's some dirt on your neck. I don't care what you did that morning.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
You look at it, you go, I need a shower.
Man, you tried sprays, powders, you still got a ring around the collar.
Right. And it's not just for boys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Neck, and what's his word, neck, there, or ear funk? What behind the ear funk? That's pretty bad, too.
Oh, no, I think navel lint tops it all. But.
Okay. Oh, man.
Navel lint comes in number one.
Y'all are disgusting.
Don't forget,
don't you ever?
That's right there. That's right there.
Really? You got to go there?
Seriously?
Good morning. All right. So check it out. Mobility scooters have allowed thousands of people chance to be independent, right? Get out and about, zip through the malls, grocery store, whatever. For the most part, they help people do things they couldn't do. Now, some people, of course, have these scooters, and they shouldn't because they're lazy and they're not exercising. In fact, I don't know if y'all remember, on the cruise this year, it was a woman. She was looking for her scooter. She was walking all around Lido.
Her scooter.
Has anybody seen my scooter? Now, I figure if you can walk around looking for it, you don't need it, okay? Just like this guy in Tucson, Arizona. I don't know if he didn't need it, but he shouldn't have had it. He was observed in a Walmart. He was putting items in the basket, on a little basket on his scooter, and scooting out the door without paying for it. So he got away with it the first time. So he returned the next day to try to steal some other things. But this time, some brave Walmart employee confronted him, and she attempted to block his path. But that was a mistake, because the video shows the man, he's described between 40 and 50 years old, with a brown mustache, used his scooter to ram the employee and then pinned her to the wall. So customers attempted to free her by grabbing the suspect. He just backed up, pulled away, and drove out the door with all his stolen items still in tow. So, they still ain't caught him. So, police, he got away clean. Police are seeking help. So, if anybody in Tucson sees a man on a gray scooter and he has a brown mustache, don't try to stop him. Get the hell out of his way and call the police. Seriously. As serious as one-ply toilet paper.
Oh, not friendly.
I know. That's an evil item right there. Right. It's no reason. Who came up with, you know, let's break down the cost by taking away one of them plies? I don't get it. How much could a ply cost? And the only reason you should have the only reason why you should have one ply,
neck dirt with that.
You probably could. And the only reason I have one ply toilet paper at your house is if you're stealing it from your job. Seriously.
That's true.
Now,
that is the worst.
It is terrible. It's Satan's sandpaper. Now, my second story comes all the way from Sweden. Check this out. You can't judge a book by a cover. So this would-be phone thief picked the wrong women to steal from. Now, you would think they'd be easy marks because they were in bikinis. But the man was pretending to sell magazines. So he approaches the women, distracts them with his sales tactic. Then he snatches the phone and runs off, right? But what he didn't know is one of the women, her name is Michaela Kellner. Y'all can look her up. She's been an 11-year veteran of the police department over in Sweden. So she chased him down after a 50-foot head start. She grabbed him and pins him down, all this while wearing a two-piece bikini. So she actually posted the picture on her Instagram. And she also has pictures, though, of her deadlifting heavy weights. So he definitely picked the wrong one. So he's in jail, where he might also want to pick up some weights, too. Seriously. I want to give a shout out to my son and everybody down there at Freedom Square trying to create change in our community. Reporting to you live from Chicago, it's your chief correspondent, Damon Williams, about to go wash my neck.
I think we all should.
And wash your hands.
Yeah, with that one ply. It's gonna shred.
Oh yeah. Don't you hate
that? Share chips with Damon, all right?
Oh, gosh. Oh,